Pues bien, este es el
The third. Third Sunday that we spoke in relation to strength that we have in God. And then let's recap a little. Let's remember this year's motto a little. Do you remember? It's quite a migration. For my power is made perfect in your weakness. And we have this motto of the year 2023. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, if you like, please. Hey, let's remember it. This is the motto of all this year to Oda 3. We are already there. He says like this, and he told me, my grace is enough for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will rather glory in my weaknesses, says the Apostle Paul, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And this verse is a beautiful verse. It is a verse of great blessing, of great strength, of great power, of great glory, of great grace. And Paul says, I am going to rejoice in my weaknesses, so that then the power of God reside in me. This is something very, very exclusive. It is something very exclusive when we think we know everything, that we can do everything, that we are the best. At that moment, we are excluding the power, the glory, the strength of the Lord Jesus in us. And this is what we have been talking about throughout of the whole year. But these days, we are reaching the culmination of this great reality. I read it again. And the Lord told me, my grace is enough for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast gladly, rather in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The power of Christ. The power of Christ. Have you ever thought, meditated how great is the power of the Lord Jesus, a power that heals the sick, a power that casts out demons, a power that makes him walk on the sea without sinking, a power that gives orders to the wind and obeys, a power that gives orders to the fish, and they get into the network. How great will be the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that power works in the children of God as long as we recognize our weakness. Let us recognize that for ourselves, we cannot. For a long time, in previous years, a few years ago, I had an argument with the Lord Jesus. And this discussion is something related to the with power and with a verse, which is in John in chapter 15. In chapter 15 of John, the Lord tells us about David and the branches of the tree and its branches. And my discussion with the Lord, it was this verse number 5 of chapter 15 of John, where it says, the Lord, look, it is the Lord who is speaking. He is not a pastor, he is not a preacher. He is not a friend, is not an enemy. The King of Kings is not the Lord of Lords, who says, in John 15:5, I am David, and you are the branches, says the Lord. I am the tree, and you are the branches. And then says, he who abides in me, and I in him. This one bears a lot of fruit. He who abides in Christ and Christ abides in him. That one bears a lot of fruit. And my argument, my lawsuit, it was because apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And I argued with him. I cried again and again and again and many times. And told the Lord, of course I can do things without you. I can walk. I can live, I can eat. I can have fun. I can do many things, I can study. I can gather wealth. I can do many things without you. And I cried and discussed this with the Lord. Why? Because there was something inside me that made me believe that I could do it on my own. And we have talked about it, that the fear of the Lord comes through the Spirit of Christ. The fear of the Lord comes through prayer. The fear of the Lord comes through the Word. And from the personal experience that we have directly with the Lord Jesus, in such a way that until one fine day, my answer came, and my answer is, and my answer was separated from me. You can do nothing good. And then I started thinking again, to evaluate, to discuss, and then I said, well, yes, I think he is right. I can do many things apart from God, but none of those things are going to be good. None of those things are going to be pleasing to the Lord. And then when I realize that he is the one who gives me the beat of my heart, that he is the one who authorizes me to stay alive one more day, that he is the one who authorizes me to have clothed food, that has a bill in the wallet and gasoline in the tank, he is the one who authorizes me to have health or illness. So I said, yes, it's true. I can do nothing good without the Lord. I need the Lord. I need the Lord. And anyone who truly loves the Lord Jesus, anyone who is truly Christian, anyone who truly is seeking the kingdom of God at some point in your life has to come to the full recognition that necessarily the Lord Jesus is the basis. It is the foundation of our spiritual life. And as he says, it's separated from him. We can do nothing good. Maybe we study, we have a degree. Or 10 titles, I just met a brother, which has 23 titles, and I say today, that is excellent, but those titles, that brother would have obtained them apart from God, they would be of little use. Then we need the Lord Jesus. The present day, let's talk about the power of Christ in us. The power of Christ in us, it is the greatest strength we can have in our existence. Maybe we do weights, and that we develop our muscles, and that we get to load 150 kilos, but that doesn't last. It's temporary. We may work desperately, and let's raise a lot of money, but that won't last forever. It may be that we go to pleasures, like Solomon did, and let us eat and drink and do and undo. And in the end, we are going to realize that none of that really helped. The only thing we are going to find is that our little heart, our thinking, it's emptier than before all that. The foundation of our life, it is in who life is. What is Lord Jesus? It is in the one who gives us satisfaction. The one who gives us satisfaction is the Lord Jesus. We may have delicacies to eat, and we are completely unhappy, and we may have some beans and some tortillas to eat, and the one who gives us joy, and the one who gives us satisfaction, and the one who gives us pleasure of and the blessing of eating them, and that they do us good, it's Him. And when we look for this harmony with the Lord Jesus, then we become Christians into truly successful believers, in conquering believers, but because of what? Because we have found and recognized who is the source
de esa prosperidad espiritual. Miren, feliz no es el que tiene mucho.
Happy is the one who knows how to enjoy the little he has. And when we have materially little, but we have it with the blessing of God, we enjoyed it to the fullest. But we may have many, and the blessing of God, and we are not going to enjoy it. So, to be a successful believer, first we need to recognize the richness of the position we have in front of the Lord Jesus, or that we have when we become branches and part of the body of Christ, now we who are here. Also, you brothers who are there at home, they are also part of Christian harmony. Each of us are branches, and the branches cannot roll around alone and try to bear fruit, because they will be able to do nothing good. But when we recognize that we are branches, and we recognize that the Lord Jesus is the vine, and we remain united to Him, and then He is with us. So now we are going to bear a lot of fruit. And that fruit is a fruit that gladdens our hearts, what makes us feel good, but it is also a fruit which is delicious for others that are around us. And then at the time we are arriving, instead of them saying again that one is coming here, that at the time that we are approaching they say, "Oh, how good it is that you came," because people have to see us like the Lord Jesus, because the power is the strength, love, grace, the joy of the Lord Jesus is on our face, on our lips, in our way of proceeding, that is joy, that is peace. Last week, Pastor Hans was telling us about Colossians. And Colossians, it is one of those four epistles that Paul wrote while he was locked up in Rome in prison. And many times I have thought about how it is possible that Paul being captive, being imprisoned, surely I didn't have a good bathroom, right? I didn't have a good dining room. I didn't have a good stew. I didn't have a good suit to wear. And yet Paul in these four letters, what are Colossians, Philippians, Philemon, and Ephesians? In these four letters that he writes in his captivity, he tells us about the fullness of the Christian when you are in Christ. What does it mean? It could be that we are physically in jail, but the spirit is free in Christ. True freedom is not that of the physical body, but that of the Spirit. We may be in jail. They're in the cherry tree. Or it could be that we are in the prison of scarcity. Or it could be that we are in the prison of the disease. But if the Lord Jesus Christ is in us, then we will be like Paul was. He was happy and blissful. I wasn't denying. I wasn't cursing. I wasn't saying the worst thing I could say, because they had him locked up unjustly, without any accusation. No, he said, in my weakness, the power of the Lord Jesus lives in me. And this is one of the most beautiful teachings from the letter to the Ephesians. The other teaching that I find in the letter of the Ephesians, related to strength and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the power we achieve when we put on the armor of God. How many of us have heard about the armor of God? You brothers, yes. We have all heard. Brothers who are there at home, have you heard about armor? Of course, we've all heard of armor. We have also all heard about of the fruit of the Spirit. But it's one thing for us to hear about it, and another thing is that we live it. And the teaching of Ephesians, of the Apostle Paul, coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, for each one of us, in addition to knowing that our position in Christ gives us a power like that of the Lord Jesus Christ, it also teaches us that when we wear the armor of God, imagine the power we have. They remember the armor of God. First, the belt of the truth. That is, there is no lie in us. It is the truth of the Lord Jesus that is in us. The vest of justice and justice. On the one hand, humanly give each one what belongs to him, but justice beyond the human side. The justice of our Lord Jesus Christ that imputes to us, what it gives us, what transfers us, taking away our sins and giving us freedom, and giving us holiness and purity before the Lord, and how we are to walk before the people. This way, beautiful peace gospel shoes. They are the feet of those who announce peace. And look what. How the mind of the Lord Jesus is so coarse. He says, so, what does this mean? That blessing for the body, starting with the feet, where does it come from? Of what we utter with our lips. And then, at home, we are saying atrocities, cursing without Tony R, because we don't realize that the source of blessing, one of the great sources of the blessing for our lives, it's what we prefer with our lips. But when we get armor of God, then the power that is in us, it is a great power. It is an immense power. It is an infinite power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And how about the shield of faith? To stop the enemy's darts. And at the time when they throw offensive words at us, we put up the shield of faith and say, this falls in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The helmet of salvation. In case they throw a machete at us, and the helmet defends us. Salvation sustains us, and our power remains intact in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then the sword of the Spirit remembers. What is the sword of the Spirit? The Word of God and an element. For me, it is very important that many do not tell. In the armor of God is prayer and supplication. It is a very element, very important, because it may be that I believe that I am in the truth. I carry justice. I speak the gospel of peace. I have faith. And I think I have my salvation. And I use the word of the Lord. I take advantage of it, but I forget to pray. So, my armor is not complete. But when my armor is complete, then my spiritual power that the Lord Jesus transfers to me is infinite. Like power of the Lord Jesus. What beautiful blessings our Lord has given us. Jesus Christ, look at the last Sunday, Pastor Hans was telling us about Colossians 1:11. Let's remember it, let's review it. And here in Cologne, we are told about of the power of the fortress. Colossians 1:11. Say strengthened. With all power. Power that comes from God, of the Lord Jesus, according to the power of His glory, of His brightness, of its magnificence, of His knowledge, of His eternity. So that, and I emphasize this a lot last week, Hans, for everything, long-term patience and pleasant mood, in the midst of all circumstances. For it says here for patience, calm down. Let's be calm, brothers. We are always very desperate. This is a characteristic of immature people. They are desperate. We are desperate. Many times all, we go through situations in which we want to be attended to, but now. And if I'm the one talking to you, why don't you answer? Calm down. Because patience. It is one of the manifestations of the fruit of the Spirit. Also, has anyone heard of the fruit of the Spirit? Yes, then we know we live it. That's where the interesting thing is. That is why when we as children of God, we recognize the position we are in. Because the Lord Jesus has given us His justice, when we recognize that He has given us His Spirit and has given us armor, then our life changes completely. But the fruit of love is, the fruit of the Spirit is, what is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience. Last week Hans talked about patience. What's next? Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, which is self-control. All these spiritual weapons come from the Spirit of Christ. And when we stand together, to the tree united to the vine, united, let's say like now in more current terms, we stay united to the server, then we can continue enjoying all these virtues. When we forget the word of the Lord, when we forget to come to the Lord and pray, then our power becomes weaker and weaker. Well, now, we go to Ephesians in chapter 3, in verse 16. Here again I will find the power and strength of the Lord Jesus for each one of us. Ephesians 3:16 says, so that the Lord give us according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with what? With power. In the inner man through His Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, and meekness. These are the virtues that the Lord Jesus imparts to us. And as it says there in John 1:5:5, says, separated from me, says He who abides in me and I in him. This one bears a lot of fruit. It's like a branch of a tree cuts it off. And then I really want it to bear fruit. Well, how is it going to bear fruit if I cut it? But that cut. Each one of us does it, my brothers. Remaining in Christ is done by each of us. And many people say, well, since you already said the prayer and you are saved, well, whatever you do, nothing matters anymore.
Well, it's not true, my brothers.
That is not true because the relationship with the Lord Jesus is, as well as the relationship between the trunk, between the main tree and the branches, they have to continually communicate. They have to be glued to the branch. It has to be feeding from the main trunk. So that then, a fruit may come and a fruit that is pleasant. When as children of God, we realize the infinite, unlimited power of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we realize that that power, He has made it available to us. At that moment, our Christian life changes, and we stop being those Christians who languish. We stop being those Christians that we are suffering for sin. We stop being those Christians who are suffering from temptation. Why? Because we know that in the Lord Jesus, we have a real pleasure, a true joy. Because we know that in the Lord Jesus, we have real satisfaction. Satisfaction is not in drugs. Satisfaction is not in sex. Satisfaction is not in food or money. Not even in fame. It's not even in the bank accounts to have cars. Satisfaction is not in being healthy either. Satisfaction is in the Lord Jesus. And so, the Lord Jesus has placed it for each of us. Because when we recognize that we are weak by ourselves, and we remain united to Him, then we can bear much fruit and fruit, not only for today, but fruit for eternal life. And we will finish in Ephesians in chapter 6. And it is a conclusion. And here, the Apostle Paul is also giving us a conclusion in Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 10 and in verse 11. And my brothers say this for the rest. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Where our strength comes from the Lord. Where our strength comes from the power of the strength of the Lord Jesus. And then He tells us, put on the whole armor of God so that they can stand firm against the wiles of the devil. Every time they think the devil is stalking us, you believe that the devil stalks us once in life. No, you believe that the devil stalks us not once a year.
No.
You believe that every day, yes. You believe that at every moment you are throwing us away, yes. Of course. But when we put on the armor of God, then our power, as well as the power of the Lord Jesus, it is unlimited to resist the wiles of the devil. Last week we saw that when we are strengthened in the Lord Jesus, so we are patient. We are calm. Long-suffering means long. Good spirits, long-term good spirits. Imagine that you could say, that I could say, I carry with the help of the Lord Jesus 5 years that I don't get angry. 5 years that I do not prefer an unpleasant word, an offensive word. This is power. This is a blessing to whom? For oneself, but also for those who live with us. My brothers, The Lord Jesus wants to give us absolute strength, remembering that He has transferred us in His righteousness, His power forgiving our sins, and gives us the fruit of the Spirit, and has given us armor. Just as the devil stalks us every moment, we have to be there every moment, clothed in the power of God. Every day, my brothers, when they pray, put on the armor of the Lord. Here it is in Ephesians 1:0. Let's go out into the street. We don't go out without dressing. We always go out dressed, handsome, like a brother I'm seeing in front of me. And the truth is that one feels better beautiful, like a sister I'm seeing close to me, than like this. So, in that way, spiritually, we don't go out. Now I eat as an ad said, don't go out without it. Do not go out without the armor of the Lord. Before leaving, let's stand before the Lord. Let's put on the armor that He has given us to. Resist the snares from the devil, my brothers. What a blessing to be with you, and what a blessing that the Lord Jesus gives us. But remember, we have to be united to Him every day and every moment, to respond as He responds, to be as He is, and to do as He does. Let us pray. Father, at this time, we thank You for the strength, so beautiful, wonderful, that You have given us in Christ Jesus, Lord our Father. We ask You to speak to the heart from each of my brothers, that we understand that when we walk away from You, nothing good is going to happen, that we understand that You, Lord Jesus, You are the one who gives satisfaction. You, Lord Jesus, are the one who gives us the filling. You, Lord Jesus, are the one who gives us the fullness. And the fullness is found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Satisfaction in carnal pleasures, not even in the world, but in our Lord Jesus Christ, for Your Spirit and for the armor You have given us. You give us a beautiful and great and wonderful strength. In addition to that joy of being complete in Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus, our Savior, we thank You, Father. Amen, my brothers. May the Lord bless you.